From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. High-level negotiations between Iran and six world powers, including the United States, resumed in Austria Saturday, a day after both sides said some progress has been made. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We have a lot of work to do. There's some tough issues, but there's a genuine effort by everybody to be serious about this and to understand the time constraints that we're working under.
Mohammad Javad Zarif is Iran's foreign minister.
At this 11th hour, despite some differences that remain, we have never been closer to a lasting outcome. But there is no guarantee.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. The U.S. and its allies have suspected for years that Iran's nuclear program is aimed at building a nuclear weapon. Iran denies that, saying the program only has peaceful civilian purposes. The Greek finance minister has accused Athens' creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing with Greece has a name, terrorism. He said what Brussels and the Troika want today is for the yes vote to win so they could humiliate the Greeks. However, Varoufakis said he was unsure an agreement with the creditors would be reached because failing to agree would be too costly for both sides. If Greece crashes, €1 trillion will be lost. Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tunisia has declared a state of emergency following the attack on a hotel in Sousse on June 26, where 38 foreign tourists, mostly Britons, were killed. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The state of emergency gives the government more authority and restricts the right of assembly. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday on Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said relations between Moscow and Washington remain the most important factor in ensuring stability and security in the world. In a congratulatory message to U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday on U.S. Independence Day, Mr. Putin said that despite the differences, Russia and the U.S. could find solutions for the most difficult international problems and meet the global challenges together if they engage in a dialogue based on equality and respect for each other's interests. Across the United States Saturday, Americans celebrate the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain with parades, picnics, fireworks, and concerts. President Obama wished all Americans a happy 4th of July in his weekly address. The Obamas are hosting a backyard barbecue at the White House Saturday.
As always, we've invited some very special guests to our backyard barbecue, several hundred members of our military and their families. On this most American of holidays, we remember that all who serve here at home and overseas represent what today is all about. And we remember that their families serve too. We are so grateful for their service and for their sacrifice.
Witnesses say Boko Haram militants have executed 11 people who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of Moringa, a town in Nigeria's Borno state, say Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.